USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is falling due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's early reading for May fell by more than 9% from last month, the survey noting a broad decline in consumer expectations across all income and age groups. High prices for durable goods have fewer Americans planning to buy big-ticket items in the coming months. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's the ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, it has been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States due to COVID. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her final press briefing on Friday. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan Dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
House Republicans are wanting some answers regarding the coronavirus pandemic.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activist teachers' unions to undermine school reopenings.
SpaceX is set to launch another batch of internet satellites into orbit today from the West Coast. The 53 Starlink satellites will be aboard a Falcon 9 rocket set to lift off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 3:07 p.m. local time. Meanwhile, another Starlink launch is scheduled for Saturday afternoon from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
At a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing, Chief of Space Force General John Raymond outlines his request to improve the Space Force.
To remain the world's leader in space, this president's budget request prioritizes space and invests $24.5 billion to ensure our assured access to and freedom to maneuver in space. The largest share is research, development, testing, and evaluation funding, almost $16 billion to modernize our forces.
General Raymond adds a portion of the funds will go towards a more resilient and mission-capable missile tracking and missile warning force system design. There's a nationwide shortage on baby formula, which is being caused by the shutdown of the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan in February, following reports of illness in infants and two deaths. Appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida discusses the photos she received of warehouses full of baby formula at the border despite the in-store shortage nationwide.
These agents themselves have families, and they have family members that can't get this baby formula in the stores in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, yet they go to work and they're unloading pallets of baby food out of the back of tractor trailers.
And finally, President Biden once again spending his weekend at his Newcastle, Delaware residence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.